The jury in the trial of two former Tyco executives will continue their deliberations after a weekend break. Over the past few days, they've been sending the judge notes saying that they cannot agree on a verdict. Former CEO Dennis Kozlowski and ex-chief financial officer Mark Schwartz are accused of looting $600 million from the conglomerate through unauthorized loans and bonuses and improper stock trades. The jury sat through almost 6 months of testimony and has been deliberating for 7 days. Nancy Solomon has been covering the trial and joins us from New York. Nancy, what appears to be the problem with the jury?
Well, it looks like one juror feels persecuted and attacked for insisting on acquittal. The four notes that have been sent to the judge since yesterday indicate that one juror has alienated the others, and they feel they can no longer deliberate. This lone juror wrote a note to the judge yesterday that said one or more jurors do not have an open mind and do not recognize the right of a juror to believe the prosecution didn't prove its case. The other jurors have sent out notes saying this is the opinion of only one person and that the atmosphere has turned poisonous and incendiary. They also say the remaining 11 are not necessarily in full agreement, but they're not hung either.
It sounds like it has all the makings of a hung jury and a mistrial. How did they manage to avoid a mistrial today?
Well, it came really close. In fact, I saw attorneys for Kozlowski and Schwartz giving each other giddy air kisses in the hallway during the lunch break. Right before lunch, the jury had sent another note saying they were no longer able to conduct respectful, open-minded, good-faith deliberations. The judge told them that this was in direct violation of his instructions earlier in the day, and that if after lunch they felt they couldn't continue, he'd release them. After the break, they sent a note saying they were willing to take the weekend off and come back on Monday, much to the surprise of a completely packed courtroom. When they came into the court, the judge happily told them, "Your wish is my command," and sent them home for the weekend. So it's still a mystery how they pulled that decision off or, you know, what's going to happen on Monday.
Well, obviously, reporters don't know what's going on inside the jury room, but do you have any idea of why the jury is having such a tough time?
Well, right. I don't really know what's going on, but by all accounts, these notes go beyond typical jury conflicts. The judge has said that he's really quite surprised. One juror was seen this morning apparently making a gesture of an okay sign to the defense table as she walked in. Presumably, this must be the juror that is having the conflict. That could indicate a certain lack of judgment or objectivity. But then again, you know, these jurors have been cooped up together for 6 months, and they've gone through this tedious testimony and boxes upon documents of evidence and, you know, account ledgers and memos and corporate bylaws. The only entertaining bit of the trial was the videotape of Kozlowski's Roman toga party on Sardinia that cost the company $2 million. So, you know, it's understandable that tempers could flare and that, you know, this could happen.
Well, very briefly, it's been such a long trial. Is it obvious that if there were a hung jury, a mistrial, that there would be another trial?
There is no clear answer on that. It's the district attorney's decision. It's a very expensive case for the for them to try. And so we'll have to wait and see whether they decide to go ahead with it.
Okay. NPR's Nancy Solomon speaking to us from New York.